I want to let everyone know that all of the Christian music that you heard on today's roadshow by our very special guest David Ingalls is on his double CD or double cassette, The Best of David Ingalls. Also, I encourage you to check out his website at diministries.org. That would contain the David Ingalls story, which we've heard a part of that today. Also, product ordering information, including that book we mentioned a little earlier. I have a feeling people were interested in the Praying Your Family into God's Family. And again, you can find that on the internet. Or if you'd like to order, there's a toll-free number. You can call David Ingalls Ministries at 1-877-34-RADIO. Again, that's 1-877-34-RADIO. And if you listen to the Oasis Network, you need to know that today's guest, David Ingalls, Gospel Great, has his own radio program Monday through Friday on all affiliates at 9 a.m. Central and then 1 a.m. overnight Central. Well, we just have a couple more minutes, but before we close out here, I want to mention some of the people that our listeners would be familiar with that have recorded your songs: Kenneth Copeland, Richard Roberts, Sharon Doherty, Cheryl Salem, Vicki Jameson Peterson, the late Governor Jimmy Davis, Jeannie Caldwell, Wade Spencer, Cindy Black, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Mike Perkey, Jerry Zirkle, Lynn Mink, David Grothy, and many, many others. I know
praise the Lord.
I know that's one thing that makes you feel good when people see the value in your music and want to record it
Thank
themselves.
You for that, and of course we would like to see a whole lot more of that like anybody would. David Warren picked these songs as the best of David Ingalls, and so he's the picker on that and the producer of the CD and the cassette double set.
That's me. I'm your host today in these last couple minutes. Last questions. Your favorite David Ingalls song?
Well,
I know what you said last time, but
that isn't easy, but I'll probably have to go with That Name.
Okay, probably runner-up was On the Basis of the Blood.
Well, of course, that's strong, because that's, you know, how can I was telling, I thought of a new song here to write after this interview. How can you tell your life story in an hour? That's a song coming.
What's your most underrated song, most overlooked that shouldn't have been overlooked?
Oh, my. I would just might say that it could be You Are Free.
What's your most popular song?
There's a whole lot of people going on. Well, no, of course, that is popular as a radio play, but probably Garment of Praise is sung more around the world than any other song that I've written so far.
As we close today, I want to thank you for being our guest on the road show.
Thank you, son, for your interview.
Tell me about writing the song Garment of Praise.
Well, I was looking in Isaiah 61 and began to read there in the prophetic sense of Isaiah, and it said to put on that garment of praise. It'll chase away the spirit of heaviness, and so it says to help all those that mourn. In fact, I almost get into the lyric: all you that mourn in Zion, I have authority to appoint unto you in Zion oil of joy that will set you free. How do we get free? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. God, continuous praise now. Sing forth from Zion's hill. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God.